listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our week on the Trinity by showing how the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together in redemption. The cross was not random. Salvation is not accidental. Each person of the Trinity has a distinct role in the plan of redemption, perfectly united for the glory of God. Our scripture for today comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, which says, "In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is a first installment of our inheritance in regard to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. So far this week, we have looked at what the Trinity is, the unity of God, and the distinction of persons. Today, we are moving into what I believe is one of the most beautiful parts of the Trinity, how God works in perfect unity to save us. If you have ever wondered, what role did the Father play in salvation? Or what about the Son? Maybe what about the Spirit? Well, today we are going to answer that. Because redemption is not the work of one person alone. It's the work of the Father, Son, and Spirit together. So first, let's talk about the Father's role, the plan of redemption. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him." Before the world began, before sin even entered, the Father had a plan. He chose us in Christ. He determined to adopt us as sons and daughters. And practically the most well-known verse, John 3:16, says it plainly. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life." Redemption begins in the heart of the Father. His love is the foundation. His will is the blueprint. His desire is relationship with creation. But love had to take action. A plan had to be carried out. And that's where the Son steps in. So let's talk about the Son's role, the accomplishment of redemption. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The eternal Son took on flesh. He lived the sinless life that we couldn't live. He bore our sins on the cross. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." On the cross, the Son cried out to the Father, "It is finished." The work of redemption was accomplished. Sin was paid for, and death was defeated. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9 say, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death." Death on a cross. And for this reason, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. The Son fulfills the Father's plan by his obedience unto death and his victory in resurrection. But salvation accomplished on the cross has to be applied to our hearts. Otherwise, it remains outside of us. And that's where the Holy Spirit moves. So let's talk about the Spirit's role, the application of redemption. In John chapter 16, verse 8, it says, "And he, when he comes, will convict the world regarding sin and righteousness and judgment." It's the Spirit who convicts us of our sin, who opens our eyes to the truth of the gospel. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 says, "He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we did in righteousness, but in accordance with his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." The Spirit regenerates us. He makes us new. He seals us as God's possession. He empowers us to walk in holiness. He guarantees our inheritance until the day of full redemption. That's why Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, our key passage, says, "In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is a first installment of our inheritance, in regard to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his holy glory." Do you see it? The Father plans, the Son accomplishes, and the Spirit applies. So as we've seen, redemption is not a solo act. It's the triune God working in perfect harmony. And this truth changes everything about how we see salvation. It means that salvation is not fragile. It's Trinitarian, planned by the Father, purchased by the Son, and preserved by the Spirit. It means that your faith doesn't rest on your own strength. It rests on the eternal purposes of God. It means that you can pray with confidence, because when you cry out, you are praying to the Father who chose you, to the Son who died for you, in the Spirit who lives within you. It means that you can worship with depth, because when you sing, you're joining in a chorus that glorifies Father, Son, and Spirit. Don't reduce salvation to a transaction. See it as the work of the triune God. When you reflect on your salvation, give thanks to the Father for choosing you. Worship the Son for dying in your place. And welcome the Spirit who dwells in you and empowers you. And live it out, because redemption is not just a doctrine to study. It's a reality to walk in. Today, I want to challenge you to set aside time to pray through Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Read it slowly. Thank the Father, the Son, and the Spirit for their distinct roles in your salvation. Let it move you to gratitude and worship. And tomorrow, we'll close out this week by talking about common misunderstandings and heresies. We'll expose false views like modalism, tritheism, and partialism. And we'll talk about why it's so important to hold fast to the biblical truth of one God in three persons. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.